I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi and Aaron.
Aaron Molan is in a new relationship, and you're trying to set some ground rules early, Aaron. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, I just think that you want it to work out right, and if there's alarm bells early, then you stop them ringing, right?
So you want to mold this guy into the man you need.
Well, like a lot of women, and I think this is a female thing, I like to write down my feelings, i.e. in text messages.
Yep.
And sometimes that takes me a long time. So I've gone back through the last couple of texts and I've counted how many lines my texts were and how many lines his replies were.
Yep.
32 lines is one of mine. And look, this is not normal. I was just trying to express how I felt.
I think it's reasonably normal.
Are you able to give us the first three words of your text or three words in the first, just so we get sort of the vibe of it?
Okay.
Because it won't be like, look at this.
We have spoken about this in person multiple times.
I'm out.
Oh, God, I'm annoying myself.
I'm out.
Okay, so anyway, that was 32
lines. 32
lines.
So that's a couple of screens, isn't it, really?
Ooh.
Oh, that's like three, I think.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
If your phone's horizontal. So then his response was two lines, and it started with, we may be doing ourselves a...
Yep.
And then, yeah. Then my next one was... My next one. This is not guess the next line.
Hey. It's disservice. It's got
favor.
To be disservice.
Favor was the next word.
It was a favor.
Favor.
Oh, well, we don't want to get into the, unless you want to explain everything.
No, we don't.
Probably wasting time.
So the next one I sent was 28 lines. So that was less than 32.
Or just some vibe of it. Give me a vibe.
I really thought you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then his next response, to his credit, was three lines, and it started with, "I'm not ignoring." God, I'm so annoying. And then I did a 46 liner. I know.
Can you give us the end of that one?
This is like a should be a book.
The
should be text trauma.
Sorry, I'm still scrolling down.
No, I get it.
Mailbox is the last word.
Mailbox.
Oh, yeah, it's
stuff in.
So I just feel like I'm literally spending hours writing these powerful, emotive, amazing messages explaining how I feel, how it impacts me, what I want, what I need, and he's like, thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, but
it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, but does it at least seem like he's actually read your messages?
Uh-huh. Good point. No, I don't know.
But was there enough in his response to think he actually read the whole message?
He did tell me afterwards that one of them, because it was so long, it actually just showed like four lines and then it goes into like where you click on it, it goes into like a big A4 page.
Yeah.
Because it was so long that he said he didn't actually realize till a couple of days later that it had gone beyond that four lines. So, no, he's not even reading them.
Yeah. So, are you alone in your lamentation of men?
My what?
So,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Can women relate to this?
Can you relate to Erin here? She's putting it out there. It's over text. I feel this. I feel that. I want this. I want that. And you just get back, yeah, bro, or nah, bro, or just a thumbs up, or just a unicorn emoji.
Did he get back straight away, or how long did he? How long did he wait?
Yeah, generally it's quite quick that he gets back.
No,
but
it sounds like a keeper to me.
No, but like, honestly, it's like you know, you have your love language, and mine is long text.
Well, who is with a silent guy? Women who you can relate to, connect to, and
they never have to see again.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of them you'll probably, they will turn into lifelong friends.
Yeah, they could, to be honest. I'm open to it. I've got vacancies.
Well, you need them because you need people to talk to. But you, more than anything, you need a shoulder to cry on, I think, because right now you're in a relationship which you are enjoying, but there's just not enough words coming back via text.
I like when I send a text, I send a lot of emotion and feeling and I get like a thumbs up emoji back. And I just want text that I can just read over and over that reassure me that I'm valued and loved.
So you ought to be careful if you're just sending one emoji. Like if he just mistakenly sent the thumbs down, you know.
Oh, yeah.
that face with the teeth, the gritted teeth. It's rubbish. So here she comes, Julie, coming in hot with advice for all women who are with silent men.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, yeah, Julie. We're great.
Help, Julie. Help.
Erin,
yeah, my darling.
What are you doing? You are beautiful. You are an independent, successful, so single
true.
Mother.
Yep,
why
so
do you
true.
Sound so needy?
Oh
God.
Julie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm God. If he's
here.
Listening now, I am so
this
screwed.
No.
Oh, God. You're
not.
Right.
And if you send long texts, that is a conversation. Sit down on one-on-one.
Oh,
face him.
That's what he says.
Well, that's right, because if you send him a text, you don't know if he's screwing up his nose or thinking, oh, this is boring, or she's going on a bit.
And she
is. Oh, God.
Bring back the conversation.
Yeah.
Easy things.
Oh,
that's
see, I thought you were going to say, like, play hard to get or something, but you're actually just having a real mature.
Games.
Oh, God.
Stop playing games.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie,
you're an angel Julie. Sent from heaven.
Oh, God, can we cut this out of the podcast?
With a sledgehammer, you know?
What? Julie, I kind of agree. I think I'm, I think you're right. I think I'm a real punish and I don't need to be.
Yep.
I can actually be a real easygoing, not needy person.
Text him that.
Julie has earned
I'm going to send him a big text now telling him that I've changed.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well done, Julie.
Never text him again.
Never text him again.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So I had an incident in a supermarket yesterday. So, and I don't believe it was my fault. All right. And I wasn't happy with the response from, I believe, the perpetrator of the incident.
Got caught taking the stems off the broccoli, did we?
No. I do the right thing. Every now and again, you eat some grapes as you're walking around the supermarket, but I think that's your right as a shopper.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of cashews, but no.
Oh.
No, come on.
How do you get cashews?
Well, and then in the open bags, you know, you fill the bag. Actually, they don't do that as much anymore, do they?
They don't.
I used to do that more. Now they're all in
precisely that reason.
Now they're all in massive bags.
Yes.
You've got to buy 5 kilos of cashews, which is too much. But so
why are you saying cashews?
Cashews. Anyway, so it's not the point of the story. The point of the story is I'm at the checkout. There's a fluffy little dog tied up to the checkout. So we're talking inside the supermarket, you know, not out the front, inside the supermarket at the checkout. Someone has brought their dog in and just tied it up right there, just as the scanning's going on. So I look down and see this fluffy dog and think that dog must be the most gentle dog in the world. Otherwise, its owner would not have brought it into the supermarket. So I do something that I normally wouldn't do, but the dog's looking up at me like, pat me. And I'm like, of course I'm going to pat you. You're in the supermarket. You're the safest dog in the world. So I reach down to pat this little dog, and it attacks me, like fully bites me, and then I go back to get away, and it's just going for me, causing an incident. It's like a rabid dog,
yes,
and people looking from all directions. What's going on here? And the owner comes up, and I think they're going to be very apologetic. And the owner looks at me and goes,
"Oh no,
that dog is a great judge of character." I'm like, come on.
What?
Come on, mate. That is victim blaming 101. So everyone's looking at
did
me.
Did they know
like,
who you were?
Yes, they knew who I was. Enough of them did. It was like, they're looking at me like, what have you done? What have you done in your life that dog has acted as judge, jury, and executioner?
It's like a sniffer dog for creeps.
Well, I just do not believe that was the right response.
It wasn't.
It was not the right response.
No.
And I'd like to hear from people who have had similar experiences.
Been bitten by a dog?
Been bitten by a dog.
Okay, and what was the response of the owner?
Yeah, or maybe your dog bit someone. What was your response?
Oh, because we've got a caller here, Erin. His name is Dee Husey, and his dog has bitten several people over the years.
Generally children.
Yeah, babysitters mainly. Sir, what's your experience?
I never blame the victim. I do all I can to make the victim happy.
You have blamed the victim. You have done that on this very show. Oh, they shouldn't have come up close. Oh, they shouldn't have touched it.
No, look, as I was walking out of the supermarket in shame, I must say, I said to someone, I learned that lesson again. Never pat a dog without asking. I did say that as I walked out. But that doesn't excuse the owner of the dog from blaming my character. So I got bitten by a dog inside a supermarket. The owner of the dog said, the dog is a good judge of character. I walked out of the supermarket in shame that I had somehow done something wrong. And I admit I shouldn't have patted the dog, but it was tied up at the checkout. I thought this must be the friendliest dog in the world for the owner to let to be able to leave this dog at the checkout. Now, Erin, you got bitten by what?
Well, not a dog because I haven't grown up with animals, so I'm a little bit scared of them. So I avoid dogs. I'm just not that comfortable. But I used to be really into horse racing. And I went to meet a horse and I wore a zebra black and white striped dress, which I think was the issue. And when I went to stand next to the horse to get a photo, the horse bit me on the leg.
It's vicious.
Now, badly. So if you Google that, by the way, you'll be able to see photos of the bite on my leg. And the owner, well, the owner's attitude was appalling.
Yep. What did the owner say?
I was the owner. Well, I was like 5% owner.
Oh, you were part of the syndicate.
Yeah.
And you were going to meet the horse that you'd bought. Literally, the horse was biting the hand, the leg that fed it.
Exactly. And look, my legs, I've got, you know, I mean, it's one of, they're one of my best features, but there's not a lot of meat on them. So it went for the wrong area.
Right. All right. So, all right. Can we put that on our socials? Can we put the photo on our socials?
Yeah. Just Google Erin Mullen horse bite leg and the picture's there.
Now, Steph from Beverly Hills, you got bitten by a dog?
Yes, I did. I was taking my beautiful Labrador for a walk along the beach during lockdown. It was lovely. He was having the time of his life trotting along. And we walked past this woman with her what I can only describe as this black mop of a yappy dog. And it just, it looked at me and then looked at my dog and launched for my beautiful little Labrador. And my 40-kilo Labrador was a sook and hid behind me. So the dog's latched onto my leg and just bitten me. And it let go. And the owner looked at me and just giving me this stink eye. And I'm looking at the owner, looking at the dog, looking at my dog and looking back at her. And I'm going, did we have the same altercation here?
So the owner was blaming you.
Yeah, she just looked at me and I'm like, okay, I get my dog's bigger, but like, did we not see that your dog bit my leg?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
no apology whatsoever.
This is what happens.
No, nothing. She just looked at me in absolute horror and then kept walking. I kept walking and I got home and I'm like, there's blood on my leg.
Come on. You've got to apologize when your dog bites someone. I always apologize when my dog bites someone.
Yeah, I know, in most days.
I offer cash, you know?
Yes, you do.
Cash reward. Just to keep this quiet.
Oh, I've seen people leap in front of your dog covered in mints. Jane,
what happened to you?
I was on a job. I'm a tradie and I was doing a quote and I had to do the quote in the backyard. And so I went out the backyard and the lady had a little chihuahua and it had a diaper on and it was in a wheelchair.
Yeah. So an invalid chihuahua in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it was chasing me around the backyard and it bit me on the ankle. And then I was like just trying to jump over and avoid it. And then the lady was like, she was actually like ridiculous because she was just like, it's a rescue. I'm like, and?
Yes. It's a rescue. So classic.
Classic rescue line, and then she picked it up, and then I was like, okay, this is all right, and then she put it down again, and it launched at me again, and I literally wanted to drop kick that dog, and there was no apologies, and guess what? I have to go back to that house and re-quote it, and I've taken 6 weeks to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to go back there. You cannot.
I'm going to drop kick it. I'm literally going to drop kick it. Like, I just don't understand why she just didn't keep it inside.
But when you were saying that it was in a wheelchair, was she pushing it around in the wheelchair chasing you, or was it one of those wheels that it could move on its own?
Yeah, it's one of those little wheels that moves on its own, and it's like little, and it was just like going for it. Like, it thought it was in our station.
Wow. I think you need to put some sort of lock on the wheelchair, don't you? Could you get something in between the wheels so that you could keep it stationary?
Something like that. But the thing is that everything was justified in this little dog's life because he was a rescue dog. So he was literally allowed to
Jane,
live his best life.
No,
that
Jane.
Yet.
So tell me, while you're on that, so what, your dog that bites people, Husey? Yeah, it's a rescue dog.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
thank you.
Yeah, but we are the true heroes of society where we bring these rescue dogs in because there's a reason why they've been abandoned, right?
Husey, Ed and Erin.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Bella and Hendrix matched on Hinge. Things were going well until Hendrix said one thing that gave Bella the ick.
All right, so you've got to remember, Bella is stunning. Absolutely. And I'm, Hendrix probably is as well. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, but tired. How are you?
Good. Just heading to the pub now. What did you get up to yesterday?
Oh, nice. Just babysat, came home and watched some Netflix.
Mm-hmm. When are we Netflixing?
That will not be happening. There's nothing worse than that.
What? Why?
Yeah, you guys always ask girls to come hang and watch Netflix and stuff on dating apps. It's so gross and just screams, boy.
What else do you want them to say? Like, want to come bang? I don't see any issues from my side of things. I'm ready and raring to go. But each to their own. I thought Netflix sounded more tasteful.
But I don't want to have with you on the first date.
I promise I'm good.
As lovely as that sounds, it's a hard pass for me.
Your loss.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Ooh, and that was it. Oh, Bella. In retrospect, and hearing that, do you think that you missed an opportunity to have fun?
Oh, it's the ego for me. Can't seem to dodge it.
And like, Bella, that's fine if you're into that, if that's all you're after. But if you want something else, like, ugh.
I know, it's kind of like just be upfront in your profile. I mean, there's no need for code words anymore. We all know what's going down.
Yes.
But isn't that every dating app, though, apart from maybe eHarmony? Mm. Like, I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some good eggs.
Yeah, but it's obviously worked from in the past, I imagine.
Yeah, sadly, clearly.
Wow. So you never up for it on the, like, you straight away, you need to take time, Bella. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's just I'm getting a bit older now. It's not really how I want things to go down.
Yeah, right.
Do you find that men are like, because there's so much choice for them, and we've got blokes in our team, Bella, who, you know, like, might be talking to six or seven different girls at a time. Like, do you find that because there's so much choice, they can afford to just say, you want to do this, and then move on if you don't?
Oh, 100%. There's no, like, consequences for their behaviour unless, you know, they get blasted on social media or something.
But you know what? I mean, look, it's a tricky question to ask, and thanks, Bella. Bella gets $500 for getting involved here.
Yeah, well done, Bella.
The other day I got a message on Instagram, a private message from someone saying, can you, and I'm going to give the secret away to the person who I'm talking about because I think it's funny. The message said, can you do a video for my friend who's about to turn 40 because you are her hall pass?
I believe in miracles.
Sorry, her what? Her
hall
what?
Hall pass.
For those who don't know, what is a hall pass? Does everyone know what a hall pass is?
I think it's when you say to your partner, you know, we're in a committed relationship, but if this person was available, that you'd allow me to do, you know, that's what.
Isn't it normally a really big star?
Yes, 100%. So look, I'm shocked by it. The person in question's name is Sarita Holland, and she's a model who is a digital guru as well. She's got, what, 40,000 followers on Instagram.
And a hot husband.
Former AFL star Brody Holland and a happy family. Sarita, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how are you going? Yeah, good. So this is your friend who sent me the message. Is she lying or was that a true story?
It's a true story, and you've given away my 40th birthday surprise now. So I think during lockdown, someone wrote to me on Instagram, like, who would be your hall pass? And I think in my head, it was like, I took it as who's my celebrity crush. And you were on top of my list.
Oh.
So could you go through the reasons, Sarita, like what it is? And I'm not asking this in a way, like, because there's so many, but what are the top three things about him that are alluring for you?
So I just don't think, obviously, there's anything sexier than a great sense of humour.
Yes.
And I think most women and men would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, we're all going to be 80 one day and shriveled up prunes, and we're all going to look the same. And I think one thing you don't lose is your sense of humour. So if someone can make you laugh, awesome. I've also been following his hair journey, and I am a for a dirty porno mode.
I need to bring that back.
He does have great hair, Sarita. He's got thick, luscious, great hair.
Yes, he does. And also, I've heard the way he talks about his rescue pets at home and his children. There's some, you know, anyone that loves their dog, you know.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Now, your husband is also a very handsome man, obviously.
I'm saying also, Aaron.
And former Collingwood star. How does he feel about it? Does he know?
He's feeling a bit threatened, to be honest.
And you didn't mention one thing, Sarita, but Hughes is also filthy rich. Is that part of the appeal?
Oh, yeah. We can't compete there, that's for sure. Brady's definitely got the six-pack and the looks, but he is terrible. He's a dad joke kind of guy.
Oh, I got him there. Good on you, Sarita. Happy 40th. Yeah. You know what, Aaron, we need someone to ring up and say that you're their hall pass. Oh, we really do. Come on.
There'd have to be, I've been told before, look, there'd be a lot of people out there who'd have me as a hall pass.
Anyone? Come on. Put it out there.
Can my mum ring someone, please, God?
Yeah, so Sarita Holland, model. She was a model on The Price is Right.
Yes.
In fact, so she's a happily married mother of three now. You can catch her on Instagram. She does a great job on Instagram. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She said that I'm her hall pass, and she said it publicly, and I accept that. And Aaron, you're feeling jealous because, you know.
Not feeling jealous.
No, we don't need to. We got?
Well, here's John. Who's your hall pass, John?
Yes, Aaron is. So I'd like to do the naughty 40s with her.
Naughty 40s. Love it.
John, what are the naughty
50s? The frisky 50s? The sleazy 60s?
John, are you just trying to get a voucher or am I genuinely your hall pass?
You generally are. You're gorgeous.
Yeah, true. Thanks,
good
John.
Good on you, John.
It's really lovely. Thanks, John.
Are you single, John, by the way? You're married. Does your partner know that Erin is is your hall pass or not?
No, she wouldn't know. Don't tell her too much.
Need to have a conversation.
Yeah, thanks, John. Well, that's lovely.
Sean knows someone. And who do you know, Sean?
Yes, I got a friend in Brisbane. His name's Darren. We call him Waddy. He has been a long-time admirer of Erin. Not to the full stalker stage, but just deep admiration.
Deep admiration.
Darren from Brisbane is holding a candle for Erin Mullen.
Can we stop playing this music?
Is Darren an attractive man, Sean?
Look, he's a ginger, so he doesn't have everything going for him.
I've loved Harry. Love Harry.
He's fiery. Is he single, Sean?
He's actually getting married in 3 weeks.
Oh, that's perfect. I've got time. Thanks, Sean.
He's angry.
So, filmed a comedy special Saturday night, a big deal for me. My wife told me that one of her friends texted her to say She's coming to the show, looking forward to it. And I thought, that's nice. Right. So that's Saturday night. Then there was radio silence from that friend. No. Right. I'm like, did the friend hate it? Right. And so I was holding on to that. I thought, I can't ask. Until yesterday, I thought, no, I'm going to ask. I said, did your friend ever get back to you about coming to the show? My wife goes, oh, yeah, she texted afterwards to say it was amazing. I'm like, what? You could have told me that. I've been hanging on to that question for 3 or 4 days. And my wife said, I'm busy. I organise everything around the house.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Your ego is not my number one priority.
Nor should it be. Nor should it be. It's pathetic.
But honey, don't you know how insecure I am?
No, it's completely screwed. I get it. If I ring my mum after a show and she doesn't say it was brilliant in the first 3 seconds, I hang up and I'm angry. It's pathetic. We're losers.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through like I normally do, looking at different news articles as an investigative journalist, as I am. And this one caught my eye, and the headline at the top was age-defying foods. And I'm going, amazing, like I'm a woman in my mid to late 30s. So anything that I can do to slow down the process, not because I'm vain, but just because.
Yeah, exactly. We all want to live forever, not all of us, but, you know.
Live forever is excessive, but I just want to, you know, be young-ish for as long as I can.
Yeah.
And then below the age-defying food, so obviously it's gotten my interest, so they've worked, the clickbait, it says, might the fountain of youth actually be in your kitchen? Amazing. So I don't have to go and buy these expensive pills that probably won't work. Okay, so that's easy in my kitchen. Mm. Find out what the research says about which foods, and then in brackets, and lifestyle habits. Man, it's probably going to say don't drink or something, so I can ignore that, end bracket, can keep you feeling younger.
All right.
Okay. That'll do me.
What's the problem?
I don't care about feeling younger. I want to look younger.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you feel younger.
No.
Want you look younger?
No. Couldn't care less.
So you'd be happy to feel like 100 you're 110
and look 20.
Awesome.
Oh, no, I don't think people are going to agree with this.
No, they will. Every woman will. We could not care less. As long as our aesthetic is pleasing.
You don't care whether you need one of those, you know, lifts to get you upstairs, as long as you look like you're
as long as
a
I'm wearing my hot pants and crop top with my Zimmer frame.
I can tell you that you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Look, everyone wants to feel good. I get it, but I just feel like is this woke advertising in that they're saying, oh, we can't focus on the look, so we've got to say it makes you feel younger. I just think if I'm going to put effort into eating stuff that, you know, is going to do something youngish to me, I want it to do it on the surface. I don't care what's on the inside.
Oh, come on.
I'm not alone here.
I would prefer to feel young and look how I look.
You get spray tans as a 51-year-old man.
Well, that's occasionally.
You wear makeup into the studio. You put gel in your hair. Don't act like you're this beacon of like moral righteousness.
Put it to the people.
Yeah.
Erin Mullins posed a question. Would you rather look good or feel good? Right, phones are running hot. Here comes Lorraine. Which one?
If you feel good, then you look good.
Yeah,
that's hard to argue with.
It'll work from
if you look in the mirror every morning and say to yourself, my, I look 10 years younger, you will.
Do you say my at the start of it?
The mind's very powerful.
Thank you,
Lorraine, because that's all you've got. Your mind is everything.
Completely.
You know, you can absolutely con yourself 100%.
Wait, are you saying Lorraine is conning herself when she says she looks good?
No, I believe that Lorraine believes she looks good and that's all
that
matters.
That was passive-aggressive. You believe she looks good.
Do you think I'm being passive-aggressive, Lorraine, or do you think I'm 100% on your side?
It doesn't matter because I believe it and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
God, she's good.
Exactly. God, I love Lorraine.
What about Linda? Surely someone's in my camp on this. Linda, hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm with you, Erin. Yes. I'd rather look good than feel good.
Is it your birthday today, Linda?
It's my birthday today. I'm 52 today.
Oh, God. You know what? Yes.
And I still feel like I'm in my 20s, so.
Linda, what do you do anything to keep your sassy hotness? Like, what's your trick?
Yeah, look, I go to the gym probably about three or four times a week. I do Zumba and I like to dance classes.
Zumba.
Pilates.
She's feeling good.
No, she's looking good, which means she then feels good.
Linda, you sound like you're 22.
Thank you.
You want a photo, like don't am, you, but... Husey? Can you send us a photo, Linda? I'm sorry. Husey wants one, but he's afraid of HR, so he's not asking. I want
thinspiration. I want Linda to, like, show me, because I'm...
Did you just say thinspiration?
And why wouldn't you go with Linspiration?
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't you use Linda's name for some Linspiration?
Yeah, see, that's way better, Ed. And, oh, my God.
But
that'll
also,
do me.
I mean, you know, Linda, I'm a younger man, you know, than Linda. Right? So how old are you turning today, Linda?
52.
Yeah, look, I'm only 51 and a half, so I am.
Well, I always like a younger man, so that's
here we go. Toy boy, here we go. Husey, Ed and Erin. So this is a story about nearly getting one of your friends arrested. You try to do the right thing. You think you're a good person. So I got a buddy who needs somewhere to live. He needs it quick. Now, you guys know I've got a small block of flats. Well, I do. We're a small block of flats.
And you shouldn't shy away from that.
Well, I do.
Nothing to be ashamed of. You've worked hard and, it's. I know a lot of people who've got whole blocks of apartments.
Well, it's what. So I do.
The weird thing is you actually do, Erin, because you're friends with the bloke that owns Meriton.
That's a really good, point.
Yeah, he's got more flats than I do. So my mate, he's desperate for somewhere to live. I said, mate, there's one empty a flat, but it's being renovated at the moment. So can you live somewhere without a shower? And I'm not sure whether it's got a toilet or not.
You're a good friend.
So I said, you'll have no kitchen, no bathroom, and maybe a toilet? He said, I'll check it out.
Sounds good.
So I gave him the key. I said, go check it out. All right. So, and then I get a phone call from my mate. He said, what are you talking about? This place is fully furnished and it's ready to go. And I realized I'd given him the key to not his flat, someone else's flat. I said, get out now! Get out! You must leave that flat! You're a home invader!
If they had a gun, it'd be legal to shoot him dead. You know that?
He could be dead! And I said, no, run! Close the door! Did you touch anything?
Anyway.
Yeah, it was a stressful moment. And
so was that just a random tenant?
Well, yeah.
So not like a friend, another friend you tried to help out. Is every tenant in there someone who's fallen on hard times?
Only a couple of them. The problem with life now is you just cannot trust anyone. I don't believe anyone, whatever they say, when they ring you up and they say they're from your bank, you don't believe them.
True.
You don't want to give your details to anyone. So the other night, I was away from home and my wife rang me and said, one of the doors is open. Did you know that door was open? And I said, I thought she was talking. Anyway, I said, yeah, I knew that door was open, which is a terrible thing to say. Because I thought she was talking about an outside door that just goes to an outside area, like a shed door. But no, she was talking about a door that goes into the house. She said, it's open. And I said, I did not know that was open. She said, well, how long has it been open? I said, I don't know how long it's been open. I didn't know it was open. She said, I can't lock it. I'm not going to sleep tonight. Then I'm like, that is not a good situation. I want you to be able to sleep.
Yeah.
So I said, I will sort this. So I rang a locksmith. I Googled locksmiths and I rang. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
And someone eventually answered a locksmith that I Googled. And I said, we've got a door that we need to lock. And the locksmith said,
Did he say you've come to the right place?
Yeah, he was very keen to help us out.
Oh, good.
He said, what's your address? And I said, no, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you my address. He said, well, you have to. I said, I can't. I don't feel safe telling you my address.
Ooh.
And he said, well, how am I going to get there? I said, I don't know how you're going to get there, but it's too early for me, too early for you to have my address. Mm. At this point, he didn't know that I was not there, if you know what I mean? So he was really confused. But I just did not feel safe giving a stranger my home address, even though he was a locksmith and I'd called him. Because I was worried that, you know, the lock that some scammer company had, you know, paid Google to have their name come up on the top of a Google search for locksmiths. Mm-hmm. And then you ring and then they just turn up to your house and just clear it out.
Can I just ask you a couple of quick, just, I guess, lay the platform questions. So you understand what a locksmith does?
Yeah, I understand that they fix the locks on your house.
Yeah, so they have to be there type thing. Like, it's not like a remote service.
Yeah, no, I got onto the fact that it was going to make it really hard for him to fix my lock without knowing where I lived. But you just don't want anyone to know where you live.
Not today, sucker. Not today. Not getting me that. Mm.
But that's the world we live in now, where it's just you can't trust anyone. You're completely concerned. And so, yeah, it was a tough one. Absolutely. So I eventually said, look, I rang my wife back and said, I'm not comfortable here. Can we work out a way to, you know, fix the lock ourselves? And so we did. We got she got a stick and put it up against the door.
Oh, okay.
And that was.
Okay. So you didn't want a locksmith knowing your address to lock the house so that your wife and children could sleep securely, but you then felt more comfortable with her putting a stick.
Yes. And you know what? The stick was positioned so that if someone did open the door, you would hear it because it would make a noise.
Good.
So what's it like? I'd rather not know if someone was coming in to end me. Like, what's the point in giving a warning?
Well, you can, you know, hide, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Call a locksmith.
Yeah, call a locksmith. I've heard the stick drop. Could you hurry?